The Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Making professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone who struggles with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere. BetterHelp offers access to licensed, trained, experienced, and accredited psychologists, marriage and family therapists, clinical social workers, and board-licensed professional counselors. In today's 21st century way of living our lives, everything is online. The pandemic pushed that forward even more when many things were done through video conferencing. Now, BetterHelp is absolutely exploding onto the scene, and because it is helping so many different people. BetterHelp is the largest therapy platform worldwide. They change the way people get help with facing life's challenges by providing convenient, discreet, and affordable access to a licensed therapist. BetterHelp makes professional therapy available anytime, anywhere, through a computer, tablet, or smartphone. After you sign up, you will be matched to an available therapist who fits your objectives, preferences, and the type of issues you're dealing with. Different therapists have different approaches and areas of focus, so it's important to find the right person who can achieve the best results for you. At BetterHelp, they have found that we are able to provide a successful match most of the time. However, if you start the process and you feel your therapist isn't a good fit for you, you can elect to be matched to a different therapist. How easy is that to do in the traditional sense? It's not easy at all, which is a big hindrance in getting the therapy that most of us, if not all of us, need. This is the answer. BetterHelp.com. Go to BetterHelp.com today.
You know, some people think that I tell my story to get praise or to, you know, be on the news or be on shows like this. And you don't realize how difficult it is to become so vulnerable and to open your family up to that scrutiny. But I know how important it is, because when a news segment airs, I get hundreds and sometimes thousands of comments and messages and people who are suffering in silence. And they tell me how much inspiration they get. And so I don't want my struggles and everything that I've suffered to be in vain. Like, I really believe that God gives people struggles and trials to overcome them and then to be that hope and help to other people.
And a Safford City Council member is suspending his campaign for Congress.
A Safford City Councilman has suspended his campaign for Congress after suffering a heroin overdose.
His name is Chris Taylor. You may have actually know the name very well. It's been very publicized here in the Arizona media and the Arizona press.
Chris Taylor was running for the Republican nomination to challenge Democrat Tom O'Halloran this November.
And tonight, Chris Taylor says he is seeking treatment for substance abuse.
We first met Chris Taylor in 2017 as we dug in on the opioid problem plaguing the eastern Arizona city of Safford.
In a previous campaign ad, Taylor opened up about his struggles with opioid addiction after two tours in Afghanistan.
Taylor, a veteran who fought off addiction to open his own treatment center, was poised to be the success story for Safford. But he went backwards as old demons resurfaced last week. A relapse that resulted in an overdose. In a statement to suspend his congressional campaign, Taylor was very direct, saying, quote, "I'm not going to hide from this. I'm not ashamed of what happened. I wish to sincerely apologize to the amazing people who have supported me. It's a haunting reminder of a dark past that will always be looking over the shoulder of a bright future."
Hey everybody, this is Chris with the Come This Far podcast. I want to apologize beforehand. I don't know what happened. The audio on this episode is going to be really horrible. There must be a short somewhere in my equipment. I didn't want to re-record it because I didn't want to change anything that I said.
but I'll get it fixed before next episode. Hope you'll bear with me and hope you'll still enjoy.
How's it going, everybody? This is Chris with Come This Far Podcast. Hey, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and just think out loud, get some random thoughts out loud. I've been thinking a lot lately about transforming wounds into wisdom. I have been doing a lot of self-reflection and some deep perspective changing things in my life, just to stay on the right path, just to keep going, keep doing good. I'm coming up on 24 months since my near fatal overdose. And the blessings are pouring into my family. I'm closer than I ever have been before to finishing my bachelor's degree program. I will be completely finished in just a few months. I have taken a job in the private sector. I'll be a key account manager in global sales for a label manufacturer. And with that comes amazing opportunity to get into a career that has so much potential for growth. I can stay in the my hometown, but also travel the nation and globally. And it's honestly just it's been a great blessing. I haven't officially started. I am just finishing the pre-employment stuff, and I'll start next week. But I literally have never been as excited for an opportunity as I am with this. And my family is doing good. The good thing about taking this job, would be able to allow my wife to not have to work at all, so she can do what she needs to do and be a stay-at-home mom for our children. And so that's a blessing. My son just had his tonsils out. He's only 2 years old, but he, for the longest time, well, you can't say the longest time, he's only 2 years old, but for most of his life, he's been dealing with really, really bad issues with eating, when he's active, which he is all the time, he throws up. And I had an idea what it was, because when I was his age, I had the same thing. I had abnormally large tonsils and adenoids, and I had to get them taken out. And so we took him to the specialist, and of course it was exactly what the problem was. So last week he had his tonsils and adenoids taken out, and it's been a little difficult in his recovery. He just stopped wanting to take his medicine, the ibuprofen and stuff. And it's been a real challenge this last couple of days, but he's doing a lot better. So anyway, this is the last episode of the year. Christmas is right around the corner, just a few days away. I'm feeling just really, really grateful for what I have, for the blessings that I have been given, for my amazing family, for the amazing opportunities that lay before me, for my sobriety, my recovery. I, like I said, have been really doubling down on those activities and those things that allow me to grow and to learn and to progress. You can never stop doing that. It's because when you get complacent, that things creep up on you. And I just simply, at this point in my life, will not allow that to happen. I wrote a couple of thoughts down the other day that I want to read real quick. I said, the smartest people have done the dumbest things. The most courageous people have done cowardly things. The most honest people have told lies. The kindest people have made others very sad. The most motivated people suffer from procrastination. The most morally straight people have lacked integrity. Nobody is just one thing. We all have the capacity to do good and bad equally. It all comes down to the choices we make. Research suggests that the average person will make 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day, and at least 27 vastly important or consequential ones. That translates to perhaps millions of decisions over the course of a lifetime. So of course, given the number of decisions we make each day, we will undoubtedly regret many of those decisions. However, it is not the decisions we make, but what we make of those decisions once we have made them that makes all the difference in our lives. When we mess up, simply do the next right thing, and the next right thing after that. This is how you transform wounds into wisdom. We all make mistakes, and we all struggle. We all have times where the walls are closing in, the world is crashing down, the forces of nature and everything have us in the corner. This is normal for everybody that has ever lived or will ever live on this earth. In fact, this is the very reason that we are here in this life. When we make a mistake, it's so, so important to learn and grow from that experience, from that mistake. But I think often what happens is we tend to dwell too long or too hard on a situation or a mistake or a wrong decision, that we cripple ourselves staying stuck in that situation. And oftentimes it's because we feel the gravity of what we have done, regardless of what it is, whatever mistake it is, maybe we've hurt somebody, that we feel like we deserve to suffer, to stay in this, in the consequences of this mistake. And I want to challenge that really quick. Yeah, it's important to feel guilt and to feel shame. Shame, when used as a positive for growth, is a great motivator. But we cannot allow our decisions or our mistakes to hold us back. We can't be defined by them. And I'm talking about big mistakes, small mistakes, medium-sized mistakes, all of our mistakes, all of our decisions that we, you know, in hindsight, we wish we could have made a better choice. You must learn and grow from each mistake. You must get to a point in your life where you are able to have that proper level of self-reflection, to where you can be honest and open first and foremost with yourself. And you can admit when you're wrong. You can admit when you've made a bad choice. But the most key thing in it is you have to move on. You have to keep moving. This is why I talk so much when I'm talking to people, whether it's motivational or whatever. I use so many analogies to war or to combat. For one, because I was a soldier in Afghanistan. But for two, it's such a great analogy for our daily lives, because like it or not, our daily lives, no matter how good you have it, it's a daily battle. It's a daily grind. It's a lifelong war that you and I and all of us are fighting. You have to keep moving. You have to allow yourself to see the battlefield from all perspectives. You have to reach that point in self-discovery in your life where you're okay with seeing the whole picture unadulterated, completely pure. Like it's like you're watching the footage from a drone up ahead, up in the sky, and you can be honest with what is developing on the battlefield, where the enemies are, what targets are put you in the most danger, what problems or what issues, what enemies do you have to eliminate first. We call it putting down that 50 meter target before attacking the 500 meter target. Because which one is going to kill you faster? It's that 50 meter target. This is an analogy that goes back to in the military, to the rifle marksmanship qualification. You're taught at that stage of training as a soldier, you have to qualify with your M4 rifle. And there are many targets that pop up on the range. They're all ranging from 50 meters all the way to 500 meters in some ranges even farther. The 500 meter targets are worth more points, but they're harder to hit. The 50 meter targets are easy to hit, but if they pop up and you don't see them, you're dead. Not on the range, but in real life, right? So you have to hit those 50 meter targets and move out from there to the 100 meter, to the 200 meter, to the 250, to the 3, to the 4, and to the 500 meter targets. But if you're not honest with yourself about your situation, if you're not seeing the battlefield for what it really is, using all of the resources at your disposal, getting all of the necessary intelligence, information that you can gather, and sure, mistakes are going to be made many times over. If you sit there and dwell on those mistakes on the battlefield and you don't move and keep shooting and moving and communicating, you're going to die. So it is in our regular everyday lives. Get over the mistake. Get over the bad decision. Learn from it. Grow from it. When you're able to take a step back and breathe, do an in-depth dive, an after-action review on what went wrong and what choice you had and what way you chose and how, if that comes up again, you can make the better choice. But do not let it cripple you. Do not dwell on it to the point where you are crippled by it. I'm a firm believer that our trials and our obstacles in life, whether they're self-inflicted or not, are so important in our lives. It's what makes us who we are. It's what molds us into the people that we are and that we need to be. They are there for our benefit. But there comes a point where you learn all you can learn, you grow all you can grow from that mistake or that experience, and you have to move on. You have to. You cannot allow other people's opinions affect you one bit. And this is probably more true in addiction and recovery than any other facet of life. When you make a mistake, say you've been in sobriety, in long-term recovery for some months or years, and you mess up and you relapse. And other people know about it. To be honest, yeah, in their eyes, they're going to see you right back at square one, right back at rock bottom where you were when you first decided to get in recovery. And all too often, we as people living with addiction will buy into that. And we'll be so upset with ourselves. We'll be so distressed. We'll be so angry with ourselves. So filled with shame and guilt. Because most of the times there comes with that some wreckage that you've caused. Some relationships that you've damaged. Some trust that you've shattered. And so you think that you deserve to be back at square one, or you deserve to be crippled and stuck, and you deserve to wallow in your mistake and your self-pity. You deserve to feel the way other people look at you as. And that is the biggest lie that could ever exist. I look at it like this. When you're in a bachelor's degree program or a master's degree program, you go several years with smooth sailing, right? You get all A's and B's, you rack up, you move forward in your program to your degree. You're getting a great grade point average. Things are difficult, but you're succeeding, you're excelling. And you can see that goal of graduating right there at the end of the tunnel, and you can see it and taste it. And then you're forced to take that class that you've been avoiding for as long as possible. And you jump into that course and you are overwhelmed. You make matters worse by procrastinating. You don't study because you don't get it. You don't do the proper things you need to do. You don't go to study hall and get a tutor and do everything possible because it's just, man, it's the subject you've been avoiding for the longest time. And you end up withdrawing from the class, or worse, you end up failing the class. What happens when that occurs? I know, because I've had that experience many times. You feel like a failure. You feel stuck. But what does that college or university do? Do they tell you, oh, sorry, back to square one, back to week one of your freshman year? No, you still have all those credits that you earned and you racked up. They don't go away. You still have all that knowledge that you gained, or maybe not that much knowledge in college these days, but you get what I'm saying. All that progress does not disappear. You simply enroll in the next semester and do better. You don't get knocked back to zero credits. You still have 70, 80, 90 credits. They're there. You've learned all that. They don't take it away. So when you are on your road in recovery, whether it's to addiction to drugs or alcohol or whatever, or it's just everyday life, we're dealing with mental health issues, with depression, with any manner of struggle that we all face every day, that all of us do. We all know what that big trial in our lives is. That one thing that has plagued us throughout our life, that we've fought to overcome, that we've stumbled on. You all know what that is in your life. Don't allow yourself, when you stumble, to feel like you're back at square one. Because you're just not. You have gained all of that knowledge. All of that progress does not go away. Sure, you need to adjust course. You need to gain a better perspective. You need to renew your commitment. You need to find new tools or relearn tools that you haven't used in a while. There are things that you need to do, but gosh, you're not back at square one. You retain all of that growth, all of that knowledge, and you get back on the track and you move forward. And you learn what you can learn and you grow from what you can grow from and you keep moving. Keep shooting those targets in front of you and keep communicating in a healthy way. Learn healthy communication techniques in all of your relationships. When you're wrong, when you make a mistake, admit it. Do not be ashamed. Own your situation. And who cares what other people think? I know that's easier said than done. I really do. And it was hard for me to get to that point of self-love and self-reflection and growth in my personal life that I and honestly say that I do not care what anybody thinks of me outside of myself, my wife, and God. And it's the most healthy thing that I ever developed the ability to do in my life, is to completely drown out the ignorance and the hate from other people. Because regardless of how much they think they know about your situation, about my situation, they don't know the half of it. You know the real story. Those closest to you know the real story. And God always knows the real story. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Keep moving forward. Hope all of you have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, a great new year. Let's hope that 2022 is a little bit better than the last 2 years have been for our nation, for our world. Let's focus on ourselves. Let's focus on being the best people we can be, because that's the best way to rub off on those around us. Thank you so much for listening to the Come This Far podcast. I'm very grateful for all of you. With my new responsibilities in the private sector job that I'm taking, I still will be doing this podcast. Honestly, probably more than I have been the last several months or this year. So don't worry about that. Probably aim to put out 2 episodes a month, I think, is what I can commit to. and what I will do. But those of you who've been loyal, those of you who have continued to listen to episodes, I see by looking at my statistics that that has stayed steady, even though I don't put out a lot of episodes as much as I used to. Many of you have gone back and listened to maybe ones that you didn't listen to when I put them out, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really mean that. You all mean a lot to me. If you have a chance, go and review the podcast. If you like it, give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. Because it helps out a lot. It helps out a lot. I would have a 5.0 rating. All of my ratings are 5.0, but one horrible person gave me a 1-star review way back when I denounced Donald Trump and left the Republican Party. It was just a hateful person that was angry for some reason. So anyway, the more 5-star reviews will drown out that one stupid personal slight. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Have a great new year, everybody. Thank you for listening to Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor.